Yes, it is, and we got a full house today. The Miss Melito Teen is on the 18th of October, which is just around the corner, really. Three more contestants with me today. Let's say hello to Emishle Unshangazi. Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good, and you?
Good. Get a bit closer for me. Okay, there we go. And we also have Jamie Morrow. Hello, Jamie.
Hi, how are you?
I'm very good, as always. Good to be alive, isn't it, hey?
Yeah.
Yeah? Another day in paradise,
exactly.
Right? Okay. And finally is Nokabonga Shlongwane. How are you?
Hey.
You okay, Smiler?
Yes, I'm so scared.
No, don't be scared. Move your hand away from your mouth and just relax and just have a bit of fun, okay?
All right.
So, let's find out how old you are and which school you go to first.
I'm 11 years old. I attend Maidstone Primary School in the Maidstone Estate.
Okay. Now, 11's very, very young. Are you one of the youngest contestants in the competition?
Yes, I am.
How did you manage that?
I don't know. It just happened.
Okay, it's because you're so beautiful, that's why. All right, so, Jamie?
So, I'm 15, which is a little scary because it's halfway to 30. Ooh.
No, stop it. If you're worried about your age, then that makes me close to death.
Oh, sorry.
So, no, 15 is really young, okay?
It is.
Which school are you attending?
I'm at Ashton College.
Nice college. Beautiful,
it really
eh?
Is.
You enjoying your time there?
Yeah, I'm very blessed and privileged to be there.
Lovely. And finally, young lady, Nokabonga.
I am 16 years old and I attend Gravel High School.
Do you know, you look a lot younger than 16, which is great, because when you're 40, you look like you're 32.
Yes.
How good is that, yeah?
Good.
Does your mum look young as well?
No.
Oh, she doesn't? She's probably listening now and will probably lock the door and you won't be able to get in when you get home. But that's another story. All right, so after school, I know it's a long time, but let's start with you because you're the eldest, I think, Jamie. What are you going to do after school? Any ideas yet?
I've actually got quite a few ideas. I would love to go into medicine, just like Nikita.
Okay.
My specialty that I want to go into is a little bit different than hers. I want to go in OBGYN because I feel like it's a field that's way too overpopulated by men, and I think a lot more females should enter the career.
Okay, so you're flying that feminist flag a little
exactly.
bit.
Exactly.
All right. What are you going to do when you leave school? I mean, you're only 11. Have you got ideas yet?
Yes, I
do. Okay, tell me.
When I grow up, I'll study medicine. If I want to be specific, I'll probably say a dermatologist because of my aunt. She taught me a lot about dermatology.
Your arms, did you say? Okay, tell me about your arms. I'm not with you.
My aunt.
Oh, sorry, aunt. I thought you said your arms. You know, with dermatology. Okay, so your aunt told you all about that, and it seems that you're interested in that.
Yes.
Very cool. Okay.
I would like to get in a great university and learn so much so that I can become the world's best chef.
Oh, wow. You can cook?
Yes. Can I love cooking so much.
Oh, do you?
And, like, making new recipes.
I'm terrible. I can burn a salad. Do you know what I mean? I'm really bad. Okay, so tell us why you entered Miss Belito Teen.
I entered Miss Belito Teen to show all the young kids out there that you can be anything you put your heart to, no matter how old you are.
Okay.
So I entered Miss Belito Teen because I felt that there was this needing to help people in my community, and this was the best way to do it.
All right, we'll get on to that in a couple of minutes' time.
So I entered Miss Belito because I want to show all the other young girls at my age that there's nothing wrong when you want to follow your dreams and talents.
Sure, just reach for the stars.
Yes.
Hey. You know, life is very short. I do a lot of school talks and the kids there, they go, Dave, you only live once. And I go, no, you don't.
Yes.
You only die once. Do you know what I'm saying to you? So live every single day to the full. Really, it's short, right? Okay, what has been your favourite part of the pageant so far? I mean, the final's going to be the big part, but so far?
I'll probably have to say the mural painting.
Tell us about that.
We went to Belito by the beach to paint a beautiful mural painting. We were painting. I got a lot of paint all over my clothes.
And the rest was on the walls, hopefully.
Yes.
Was it? And did it turn out okay? Were you pleased with the final result?
Yes, it was very, very beautiful.
Okay, even though you say it yourself. I believe you. All right, Jamie.
So my favorite part was actually making the all the new connections and friendships as being a part of this Miss Bellito team. I've met so many new beautiful faces, and I can't wait to go more with them as time goes on.
Okay, all right.
So I also enjoyed when we went for the mural painting, because it was so fun when you got paint on us.
It would have been great if there was a cooking competition, wouldn't it?
Yes. Eh?
You would have loved that.
Yes.
All right, so we haven't got much time, but what difference would you make in the community if you won the title? And that's why you're in it. I mean, you're in it to win it, okay? So what difference would you make to the Bellito community at whole?
I would help all the less fortunate people, and nothing else, because the community is very beautiful.
It is,
amazing.
Isn't it? It's very strong here in Bellito. They're very community orientated.
Mm. So I want to help the people who can't help themselves, and help girls grow the confidence so they can put anything they mind to.
Right.
So if I won the title, I would definitely advocate for change in our community. All the drug dealers and all those things, teenage pregnancies. So yes, because it's so wrong.
So. Education is the bottom line, though, isn't it, for teenage pregnancies? And there's so many of them. It makes me feel as though the girls aren't listening. Huh?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So, a motto that you live by in your young lives?
A motto that I live by every day is, be yourself, because everyone else is taken.
That's very nice. I like that. Okay, yeah. Jamie?
So, my motto is actually by Winston Churchill. It is, don't give up on something you can't go a day without thinking about. And I just find that amazing, because if you give so much passion into something, it's going to come true.
Do you know, all the contestants I've had in so far have been so positive. So, I mean, well done to you with all those positive thoughts.
Yes. The motto that I live by is that if you want something, do it, because if not now, then when. And the other one says, you can't change the past, but you can start where you are and change the future.
That's right. Well done. Well said. Okay, so any shout-outs to anybody that might be listening? You're more than welcome. You've got about 10 seconds. Off you go. Nobody! You don't want to say hello to anybody. I bet Jamie does.
I want to say a shout out to my mom and my dad, because they're the reason I'm here today.
Well, you are. Without them, yep, not a chance. You wouldn't be here.
Exactly.
Anybody you want to say hello to while you're live on 88 FM?
No.
Okay. All right. Ladies, thank you so much. The final is on the 18th of October. Am I right?
Yes.
And we wish you well. Okay. Is there I shouldn't ask you this, really. There's no sort of favorite in the group yet.
Yes.
Oh, there is?
No, there is no.
I don't think so.
You're all favourites, right?
Exactly.
You're all favourites to win it. And in fact, in entering and being in the top eight, I think it is, then you're all winners at the end of the day.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Good luck to all of you.
Thank you.
All right, enjoy.